Bringing Primary Home, My Body is a Temple of God, by Vicki F. Matsumori. You can use this lesson and activity to learn more about this month's primary theme. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? The temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. Close your eyes and picture a temple. What color is it? How big is it? Does it have any windows? Are there spires? How many? The Salt Lake Temple in Utah has gray granite walls and 6 spires. It looks different from the Cardston, Alberta Temple in Canada, which has stone walls but no spires. Even though each temple looks different, all are beautiful and are built for the same purpose. They are buildings where special ordinances take place that are needed for us to return to Heavenly Father. You are like a temple. You are different from everyone else, but you too are a house for the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost. The Apostle Paul said, "Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? The temple of God is holy, which temple ye are." 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. Your body is a temple for your spirit. Just as you treat temples with respect, you should treat your body with respect. You can do this by obeying the word of wisdom. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 89. By dressing modestly, and by keeping your body clean. You should also keep your heart and mind clean by reading, listening to, and watching only things that are pleasing to Heavenly Father. See My Gospel Standards. When you are clean in mind and body, you can receive great blessings. Note, there is an activity associated with this story that's found on page 41. End of the article, My Body is a Temple of God. End of the section, Bringing Primary Home. Read by Michelle Visaraga.